A Malaysian court yesterday charged a man with exploiting 63 Indonesian women who claimed they were lured to Malaysia and forced to work as house cleaners with little or no pay. Lee In-Chu, a 49-year-old businessman, was charged in a district court in Northern Perlis State with multiple counts of human trafficking. If found guilty, he could face up to 20 years in prison on some of the counts. We spoke to the editor of Malaysia's Catholic Weekly Herald, Father Lawrence Andrew, who told us more about what steps Malaysia is taking to deal with the issue of human trafficking.
In Malaysia, human trafficking has become a kind of a notorious thing, but in the last few years, it has been tracked, so to say. And there is now an Anti-Trafficking in Persons Act, which was passed in May 2007, which enforces some imprisonment and arrest that follows with fines. So this particular person who has been doing this has done it without any malice. Even when the charges were read in court, he just took it. I know he did not make a plea, did not appeal, and so he has been charged. And he has, the prosecutors wanted to have a bail on him for 10,000 ringgit. That's about $3,000. 10,000 ringgit for each charge, which comes to about over ¥1 million. But of course, they pleaded on that. It is now a very small sum of 102,000 ringgit. And this case will be brought for mention on October the 13th. So nothing has happened yet. It's only going to be mentioned on October the 13th. So we have still a long way to go, more than a month for that.